Hey, a warm welcome to another episode of the Journey Visions podcast. We aim at capturing the different visions and inspirations of our guests and the joint projects to fight climate change. This podcast strives to interconnect between the different sustainability-related projects, bring transparency into our learning, and share a common interest. We are Soham from the Vinova Lisbon Paris Journey.
And I'm Nora from the Northern Lights Journey.
Today, we speak with one of our participants and project developers from the Madrid-Valencia Journey, Larissa Barabash. Larissa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. Hi to everybody.
She would love to turn social and green entrepreneurship into a full-time job and inspire other people. A little bit about her project now. Along with three other young women, she's working on a modular course program for school kids for the age group of about 10 to 14 years old that can be easily integrated into the existing curricula in most parts of the world. Those courses, they'll be online and in class, will not be directly focused just on climate change, but also the problems arising from and around it. Example, food patterns and land use change. So Larissa, before we dive into your project, before Nora grills you about your project, let's get to know you a bit better. So we'll have this rapid fire round and ask you a few questions, and you have to answer them in as short as you can, with like 3 to 5 words.
Oh no.
Are you ready?
That's I'm not sure if I can answer with yes, but let's go for it anyway.
Sure, that's the spirit. A place that you call home?
Vienna.
Nice. I've been there. I've lived there for a tiny while. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Three words that you would describe yourself?
Curious, loyal, and that's a difficult one. Social.
Nice. What would be your main interest within the field of sustainable development?
That's a very difficult question because there are so many parts. Right now, my focus is into education, though I have to admit I'm not sure if that's the area that I want to be in for the rest of my life. But I'm also very interested in soil diversity and waste management.
Yeah, I have a project on waste management. I think it's a huge world there, and there's so much that needs to be done there. Totally agree with that. What led you to this? Was there a specific event or something that impacted you to get engaged in this?
I would actually say yes. You totally hit the nail, if I can say that in English. That's what we say in Germany, at least. It was mainly, to be honest, in the beginning about my younger sister. So I have two younger sisters, but the older one, she started to be very interested. In the beginning, it was about food. Where does our food come from? And why do we eat meat? And so she had that movie shown in class, and she came home one day. I think she was around 14, maybe 16. And we started to look further into the topic, and I realized that I never had that question myself before. And that was actually when I started to think more about it. And when I also started to look more into the topic related to my studies, because at that time I was already a business student and I was not completely understanding the whole growth model, not because I wasn't understanding it, but because it just didn't make sense to me. Why would we base our models on growth when there's just a limited resource pool that we can take things out from without giving anything back? And I think that was then the second point in life where I started to challenge myself a little bit more and look into other possibilities. Then I got sucked in. By that time, I was like, I'm not going to do a master's in business or management and instead focus on climate change and actually learn the basics, which was pretty hard, to be honest, after a bachelor, kind of going back to the beginning, even though it's called a master's. I feel like it was beginning again because I had to completely challenge myself and everything that I thought. And
that was definitely not a rapid fire answer, but that was a very beautiful answer.
I'm sorry.
No, please don't be. It was very inspiring. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's important to hear these things.
So now we know who one of your biggest inspirations are. Do you have a favorite sustainability tool? It could be a book or a newsletter or a website.
Yeah, I actually have one, a podcast that's more into entrepreneurship. I think it's called How I Built This, where you can just, you get an introduction to different people having built companies and talk about their ideas and what they do. So that's definitely more on the innovative side. But they have some sustainable concepts like renting dresses and stuff like that. Or there's another one that's talking about fungi and what they do with fungi. It's super cool. And then I just started another one, and that's related to the Yale program called, it's also a podcast. It's called Outreach Plus Optimism. Yeah, giving you the hard facts, but also giving you like hope and see opportunities. So I think those two are super interesting.
That's wonderful. We'll definitely have them in the show notes. How I Built This and Outreach Plus Optimism. But now I'm going to hand you over all to Nora.
Yes. Would love to hear more about your project you've been working on during the journey. In the introduction, we already mentioned we know of you that you are working on this project in education on a course for school kids. Can you first tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah. So you reached me during a time where we are still not really discussing, but we are actually right now kind of trying to figure out where we want to focus on and how to distinguish ourselves. Because if you look on the whole planet, but if we keep it a little bit narrow and we stay in Europe, then you will see a high variety in country to country and how they do their curriculums in school. And what they include and what they don't include. I yesterday talked to a student from the UK, and she was like, yeah, waste management is something that I've been taught kind of from the beginning. Like, I remember being a child and talking with my parents about it. It's like, oh, okay, that's interesting. I talked with my parents about it for sure, but I don't remember having it in class. So we're trying to figure out right now what we can offer kind of as a unique experience that can be taken into implementation in every country. And due to the current pandemic situation, we were also thinking about how can we maybe make some of the things online, or even give teachers like maybe a list of, for example, waste facilities that they could take the kids to and give them the contact details and simply make it easier for them to get in contact with people that want to eat and educate. And so that kind of brings me back to what the project is all about. It's supposed to be a modular system of different courses, panel discussions, maybe even events and stuff like going like herb collecting in summer, just very diverse things that you can implement directly into your school curriculum without putting too much, I would say, like make it even heavier for the teacher, because I feel like they have a lot already. And so the idea is on one side to make it modular so they can implement it easier, but also take some of the responsibility out. And in addition to that, not putting pressure on them talking about climate change directly, because I feel like we still have different opinions from parents. And I feel like for some parents, it's very difficult as well talking to their children about that topic. So I thought it would be nice to give children information around it. Like, what is fossil fuel and why is it so important for us? Why has it been so important for us? And what can we do differently in order for them to not have this depressed feeling about there is no future for me?
Yeah. You do you already have a country or region in mind where you feel like it's most needed right now?
I would definitely, but that's more, I guess, personal reasons. I would like to have one pilot project here in Vienna, because I feel like climate change is definitely, at least from my like very small desk research, I couldn't find so much about it in the curriculum. So I thought it would be fun to just do it somewhere where I feel home as well, and to get in contact with people directly.
Yeah.
And then the second pilot project that we, but it's not official yet, that we're planning on doing would be in Copenhagen, though they have a lot of projects already in Copenhagen. That's the interesting thing. So it's just funny, or not funny, it's actually important for us to have two different pilots to make sure that we get valid data out of it.
Yeah.
But the funny thing will be to have so different pilot programs, I guess.
True, yeah. And so you focus on children between 10 and 14, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Why this age range?
That's exactly the discussion that we had last week in our team. Because one of us, she was like, we should make it for younger children. And that's true. Like, I feel like the younger a person is, the easier it is for them to connect with the topic in an maybe not joyful, but in a not serious way. Like, just look at it, be curious. But on the other side, I feel like it's very difficult to understand topics like that before you have like the capacity to fully understand it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we discussed. We think we were like, how old have we been when we were like able to process information like that?
Yeah.
And we were just like, okay, we have absolutely no idea. But I mean, 14 sounds like that's somewhere where you actually start understanding like bigger things as well. And then we went down to 10 because we said that's like a good like 4 years is something that you can work with.
Yeah. So, yeah. And you need to start somewhere, right? Yeah,
exactly. For the project, I have to admit that we had, so the group project, that was actually something completely different. And I hope that I can have another talk with you guys maybe at some point about true cost accounting. I decided to go with my individual project for now.
Yeah.
And that's why it's a little bit more difficult for me to maybe talk about that, because it was something that was very spontaneously in my mind. I was talking with my sister that we have to make this individual assignment, and I was like, I'm not sure what I should write about. I have decision issues. Just maybe I should have used that as my characterization. So we were discussing things, and I was like, I would really like to do like a summer school or something for children. And then kind of with that, I started, and then I developed the whole idea of making it modular. So
cool. That's so wonderful to hear.
Okay, we're actually moving on to the last bit of our session. It's a little game also to get to know you a little bit better again in a different way. So it's called Pick Your Poison. So we're giving you two options, and very straightforward, you pick the first one that you prefer. And it's going very fast. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Electric car or alternative fuel car?
Electric, but only if it comes from sustainable energy sources.
That's a fair answer. Organic or local?
Local.
Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Sounded hesitant. Cycling or walking?
Walking.
Soy or oat milk?
That's soy, but only with vanilla flavor.
It does taste a bit funny sometimes.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We really appreciate your feedback on the social media channels. And of course, you can get in touch with us if you want to be a part of this podcast as a participant. Thank you again, Lara. It has been an absolute pleasure listening to you and to your project. And we wish you good luck with it.
Thank you very much. Thank you too for having me. It was super fun. We can do that more often, to be honest.
Nice. Yeah. How your project is going to proceed? I love that it's still actually up and coming. So keep us updated.
I will. Hopefully it will have some impact. Let's see.
Great.
Absolutely. Yeah.